A major motion picture comes out later this month about the United States and its long war on terror. The story includes one American who insisted no war can justify giving up on the nation's principles. I'm Tom Flanagan. Stuart Couch was a civilian lawyer when the 9/11 attacks came. That prompted his return to military service in hopes of evening the score. But even then, Couch held firm to some deep-seated convictions.
How do we conduct warfare in a way that is successful, but that comports with notions of American values? That as Americans, it's okay with us. And I would say for me specifically, both consistent with American values and with what I call Christian virtue. That's a tough order, especially when you're dealing with an enemy that doesn't abide by the rule.
That tough order became even more so when Couch found himself assigned to be a prosecutor for suspected terrorists being held at the Guantanamo Bay detention camp. Many of the suspects were being subjected to what American officials called enhanced interrogation techniques. Couch called it torture and illegal, both under international and American law.
Call me idealistic, but I just believe if we compromise our American values because we're dealing with this particular enemy that did this particular operation, then they've accomplished a lot more than the immediate battlefield success, if you will, that they've had.
Couch was assigned the case of Mohamedou Oud Salahi. He'd been brought to Guantanamo from his home country of Mauritania, and he'd undergone what Couch believed to be against the laws the U.S. supposedly upheld.
If you interrogate him on the order of what we were doing at Guantanamo in certain cases, you're violating that. That's law that we've abided by for generations through thick and thin. And I just personally don't think there's any enemy out there that is worthy of us jettisoning that devotion to rule of law that we have as Americans.
Ultimately, Couch resigned from the case. That decision attracted widespread media attention and further stoked the controversy over whether torture can ever be justified, a debate that still rages today. And now the tail is hitting the silver screen.
The U.S. government is holding upwards of 700 prisoners at Guantanamo.
Since when did we start locking people up without a trial in this country?
Jodie Foster has a pivotal role in the flick. So does Benedict Cumberbatch, who portrays Stuart Couch.
When it comes to my reckoning, I'm the one that'll have to answer for it.
What makes you think you're any better than the rest of us?
I don't think I'm better than anybody else. That is the point.
I think he did a great job. And I think he did a great job because he got me. He understood where I was coming from.
Before the Mauritanian opens to the public, a select Florida State University audience will have a virtual screening of it on February 10th through the auspices of the Center for the Advancement of Human Rights. The center's Mark Schlackman says that will follow Couch's back-to-back appearances before two FSU classes. One is a College of Law, Human Rights, and National Security seminar. The other involves undergrad, graduate, and honors students, mostly from the colleges of social sciences, public policy, and social work.
Involve himself and the class in the discussion to promote critical thinking, to clarify and identify what the legal frameworks are, the policy frameworks are, where we derive our sensibilities, whether we call it morality, generally ethics, and what is our individual role, even if we're not in an official position, what is our role as a citizen, as a person?
As well as the proper role for our nation. Couch is fond of quoting a passage from Alexis de Tocqueville's book, Democracy in America.
Written over 200 and some years ago, and yet some of those lessons, we're just repeating those. And one of the things de Tocqueville says is, America is great because America is good. And when America ceases to be good, it will cease to be great.
For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.